Tell me how you came to lose your license after you were diagnosed.
Once I was diagnosed, I'd not recently passed my HGV, and they revoked my license because of insulin-dependent diabetic. They did say I could reappeal for it, whatever, and which I did, and they give me a yearly license at the time then, which I have a medical every year with Dr. Wright, which up to now I've coped very well with, and don't see any problems at all. But there's no diabetics now on insulin who get the license before the 1994 grandfather rights, which I've got to still hold my license, which I find a bit unfair, because I think if I can cope with it, I don't see any other diabetics on insulin who should have a problem with this. But there is a lot of diabetics on insulin now who are losing the licenses, especially in driving, because of obviously overweight or bad eyesight or different things, which are actually, you know, they're not fit to pass the medical. But there is fit people who are still okay and coping with diabetes on insulin, but they're getting their license revoked now for the future. They can't drive anymore, which, as I say, is very, very unfair. And you know, I can cope with it, so I don't see why they shouldn't be able to, you know, cope with it. But that's the licensing authority, and that's their law, really.
What was life like for you during the period when your license was revoked?
Very, very depressing, actually, because we'd saved a lot of money up to get it, which was only, I think, 6 months a year, and then all of a sudden I was diagnosed diabetic, and to have it taken away after saving all that money, which was very, very horrible, really. But as I say, I fought for it and got it back, and to this present day, up to now, I'm still driving.
What did you do during the period when the license was taken away from you?
I found other work, just working in a warehouse and just driving a forklift or whatever, just to make ends meet and whatever. But once I got it back, I was very, very happy. And
you said you fought to get it back. Tell me about that.
Yes, it was very, very difficult, writing a lot of letters and everything else to a former place where they used to have it, at Cumberland House in Broad Street, for HGV licences and whatever. And I even had the support of my manager and my boss, who wrote letters as well, and together we fought back for it, and they actually allowed me to have it for a 12-month period, which I was quite happy with, you know. As I say, to this present day now, I just have a yearly medical